D-E-N-Z.
Security agents really felt around. Was feeling uneasy when they pat me down. When they did a search, it was just too much. I guess you could say they felt me up. Groped by the TSA. I was groped by the TSA. They told me it's their policy. I said no.
Not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the question. Who would I like to see get groped at an airport? Give me a break. I don't want to see anybody get groped at an airport. But if I had to pick somebody, I'd like to see Nancy Pelosi getting groped at an airport. Because I think she needs, you know, to remember what it was to get an orgasm, you know. And I think she hasn't been manhandled in years, that poor woman, you know. Nancy Pelosi, no longer the witch of Congress, you know. But anyway, I don't visualize her flying, you know, commercial airlines, airline is very soon because of she's so wealthy, man. She's got so much money. I think she owns her own 747. And I also feel very, very sorry, man, for the guy that has to put his hands on her and, you know, pet her down. But maybe the Reverend Wright would volunteer. I like to see the Reverend Wright working as a TSA agent. Can you imagine that? God damn America! You know, I can just imagine him working at an airport. But anyway, that's what we're discussing. We're discussing the TSA, the stringent security rules, and especially, you know, the fact that they can fine individuals up to $11,000 if they refuse, you know, the security process. But they haven't fined anybody as of yet, you know, but you can be fined up to $11,000 if you refuse, you know, to go through their security process. Yeah, in America, that's kind of equally divided on these strict rules, you know, the TSA is putting out, you know. Yeah, 64% of Americans say that they support the use of full body scanners, while 32% said that they were totally against it. And I'm more like in the 32%. You know, I think we should have some form of security. You know, come on, we all know we need some form of security at the airports. But I just think it's going a little bit too way, you know, a little way too far. You know, it's going too far when they start searching, you know, you with the x-rays. And you don't know, you know, if these guys are filming you and recording your body scanners and then putting them on the internet. You know, who the hell wants to see my 2-inch penis on the internet? You know, I don't think that's a lot of fun. Anyway, that's what we're talking today. And what do you guys think? I like to hear from you guys. What do you guys think? What do you think, man? Do you think that the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration, is going a little bit too, you know, a little bit too far, you know, with the procedures? You know, let me know. I like to know. We'll be right back.
We've been really trying, everybody, to stop terrorists from flying for so long. Let's check for bombs. Pat you down, baby. Let's check for bombs. Sugar. Let's check for bombs.